people we tend to call as Vikings in modern times came from Denmark, Sweden, Norway, possibly also the north part of the region we call Holland, because the Danes may well have been settled down there as well. The principal reason why it's not very sensible to talk about the Vikings exclusively as marauders and raiders is because the evidence contradicts that notion. We have some evidence from both England and the Frankish world which talks about their raids. Certainly they did conduct very, very violent raids, and also the Irish annals record raids. But what the archaeologists have discovered is an enormous range of different kinds of settlement evidence, rural farmers, traders, exciting explorers, adventurers, which mixes in with the raiding evidence. We also have to reckon with the evidence from their own countries, where they're organising their political structures and their social life in very interesting ways, none of which has much to do with violence and marauding. The stereotypical view sees a marauding Viking leaping into a village with a horned helmet, axe raised aloft, and probably doing some very nasty things. We may well have to keep that as one possible scenario for a Viking behaviour when they're raiding a village. On the other hand, what we can also imagine is the kind of Viking that would row thousands of miles, not quite knowing whether he would land safely. The Vikings who built ships, the Vikings who built very, very interesting houses and established towns, the Vikings who conducted trade, the Vikings who negotiated diplomatic arrangements with the Franks, with the English and all kinds of other people. So they are, in fact, as diversified a people as any other group of people in the early Middle Ages.